Jack Bruce from Cream would have been 83 years old today.
Time for Bocote's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.
It's one of the famous riffs ever in rock. Sunshine of Your Love, a riff heard round the world. It was on Cream's Disraeli Gears, which was their second album, 1967, written by Jack Bruce, Peter Brown, and Eric Clapton. Peter Brown is the lyricist who worked with Jack Bruce. Sunshine of Your Love made it to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. How did that riff come about? Here's the late Jack Bruce.
I wrote this riff on string bass, on double bass, which is unusual for me because I usually either write in my head or write at the keyboard or maybe a guitar. But this one, I just happened to be playing a double bass, and this, to me, a kind of magical riff suddenly appeared. And I think it was because it went round the world and it became a very standard thing that everybody, when they picked up a guitar, tried to play first of all. And it seems to appeal to something that is in every kind of culture. It goes over all those barriers.
David Byrne from Talking Heads is 74 years old today. The song Take Me to the River. Everybody thought they wrote that. They didn't write that. It's on the album More Songs About Buildings and Food, a great name for an album, in 1978. It was written by Al Green. David Byrne and Chris Franz were in another band before Talking Heads, and they played a different Al Green song, Love and Happiness. They really liked Al Green, and in person, when they're live, they played Take Me to the River because they liked it. Made it to number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here is David Byrne on Take Me to the River.
We didn't see anything incompatible with doing the kind of stuff we did and loving this music from Memphis. So we thought we'd do another Al Green song, and it was Take Me to the River. We just thought it'd be a fun thing to throw in the set, in the same way that we used to do 1-2-3 Red Light, this bubblegum song. But Take Me to the River ended up being really popular when we performed. Originally, we didn't intend to put it on the record, and people said, you've got to put it on there. You really do it good. So we put it on there, and sure enough, the one song you don't write is the hit.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.